Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Total Information AM on KMOX with Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. As we do every Thursday, we wrap up the show with the one and only Kat Neville, Explore St. Louis. What's going on?
Hello, hello. Loving this gorgeous weather.
Ah, it's absolutely perfect. What we like to tell people is it's like this
every single day. Yes.
Come on in, move here, spend all your money here forever.
Exactly right.
There's so many things to talk about. I noticed on our list of topics was the Millennium Hotel. I'm fascinated with the Millennium. Millennium, big hotel, lots of rooms, been dormant for a long, long time.
A decade.
Yeah. You know, one thing I maybe people don't know about it is that Stadium East garage has a tunnel that actually goes to it.
I did not realize that.
I remember it from the baseball writers' dinner. Anyway, it's just such a complex, you know, structure. What's the latest on that?
Well, first of all, I had my prom there. I think that's the lead on this story. No, but truly.
I bet it was great.
I mean, almost every, you know, drawing that you see of the St. Louis skyline includes the Millennium Hotel. It has been a fixture, and it has been abandoned for a decade, and it's been an eyesore. And it is something that the Gateway Arch Park Foundation has stepped up. They're under contract. They're purchasing the property. There isn't any information on exactly what the plans are, you know, because they're doing a lot of assessments. They're not going to make a rash decision on, okay, this thing needs to come down. But obviously, the ideal usage will be something that includes, you know, park, that includes, you know, retail, that includes like something that gets people there, that improves the skyline of St. Louis, that improves that experience just south of the Gateway Arch, obviously a national park. And so If you're not familiar with what the Gateway Arch Park Foundation is, it is, number one, it is a nonprofit conservancy for the Gateway Arch National Park. And so they are the organization that was behind the reimagining of Keener Plaza, the Gateway Arch Park grounds, as well as what's happening right now at the old courthouse, which is going to be launching here or reopening here in early 2025. So the foundation is going to work with the St. Louis Development Corporation, the City of St. Louis, and Greater St. Louis Inc. On a redevelopment plan. And really the key story here is that it is now under local ownership. You know, before it were, you know, just like with the Railway Exchange building, which also now seems like it's potentially on a track to be, you know, to be saved. You know, it's having these non-local owners who don't have a vested interest in what is happening to our downtown. So I feel really good about just these three big pieces of the downtown puzzle that that truly are starting to get momentum. Obviously, the Millennium, which we just mentioned, the Railway Exchange building, which is this historically significant building that takes up an entire city block at 6th and Olive. And famously, it has also been owned by an out-of-state ownership group. And so the city is working on establishing eminent domain, which is a process that can take months. This is not something that is going to be immediate, but they are in action. They are securing the property. And on top of that, the 7th Street development that we talked about a few weeks ago, that has actually started. And
oh, okay, good.
Yes, it is underway. There are cones, there are things happening. And so the process is going to take this critical kind of strip of street between the Busch Stadium and the America's Center, which when we discussed this originally, we talked about those are the two, the two attractions or, you know, like buildings in St. Louis that have the highest volume of people. So being able to create like a really beautifully redesigned pedestrian and bike friendly path between these two incredibly important buildings is something that is going to make downtown St. Louis much more approachable, walkable, more friendly. So they are going to be adding in trees, adding in a bike lane. I now know these are called armadillos, those bumps that you see.
Oh, uh-huh.
They're
right.
Called armadillos, yep. Which I didn't realize. And so, you know, like putting in these bumpy things that make it so that cars can't like just, it's not just a painted line that says, you know, hey, car, you know, give room to pedestrians and bikes. It actually creates a physical barrier. So that is also now physically underway, and the landscaping is set to be finished in March of 2025 with the project entirely complete by June of 2025. So what I'm excited about is there's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of like intention, and now we're seeing like real action on behalf of downtown, which is the heart of the St. Louis region. You know, whether you come downtown on a regular basis or not, it is the heart of the region. You cannot have a thriving urban area. You know, like St. Louis is a region of 3 million people, almost 3 million people. And you cannot have a thriving regional economy without a strong downtown, period. So
could not have said it better myself. ExploreSt.Louis.com for everything downtown and beyond.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.